This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. It's 6:14. The time changes this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. On the 10th.
So it'll be 7 right about now, right?
Yeah, spring forward.
Spring forward. So it won't be light. It'll be light
later.
Oh,
in the evening
okay.
hours.
But that's actually okay. I'm fine with that. It's just that, you know, it's just starting to be light out. We're getting a little setback. But anyway, just I'm sure you'll remind people all week.
I will.
Time changes. There's a lot going on. I have a bunch of deaths I'm going to get to. And then we'll talk about Neverland, the Finding Neverland, or whatever the hell it's called. Yuzi watched it last night.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Just some of the stuff she was telling me, it's like, it makes your stomach turn. It's disgusting.
I was just talking to our interns about it.
Did they watch it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. So I have a bunch of info on that, and we can talk about it. And if people want to, you know, if you want your voice to be heard. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it at 7. You could certainly text us your thoughts, and Vinny can see those. And if there's anything worth repeating, we'll get to it. I email us too, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. But I'm going to start the whole thing with something just completely inconsequential. Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner and Tristan Thompson and Jocelyn. What's her name? Jordan Woods.
Jordan Woods.
Yeah, these people. Oh, and I have something about Courtney in here, too. Fun. Khloe basically got to the point later in the day on Friday where she admitted that Jordan Woods did not break up her relationship. It was Tristan Thompson. That everything that Tristan Thompson has done.
Oh, after hearing the
red table talk. Mm-hmm. That's Jada Pinkett's Facebook watch show.
Yeah.
So I did not watch that. Because I just didn't want to. Sorry, I didn't come. I didn't want to be here.
Our intern, Nicole, watched it. She said that Jada was really good.
Jada's great.
Very stern with Jordan.
Oh.
Jordan, right?
Yes.
Caring in a loving way because Jordan's so close with the Smith family.
And it turns out that connection comes from Jordan's dad was some kind of producer of some kind.
Worked
on the Fresh Prince. Mm-hmm. So from the time she was very, very young, she knew the Smiths and the Pinkett Smiths. And, you know, there's pictures of her just being a tiny little girl sitting in Will Smith's lap and him saying, oh, you know.
And I think he's her godfather.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I guess if you know Will Smith, that's who he asked to be the godfather.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you really can't say no to that.
Well, it's easy to love kids, too.
Sure.
So that's... You know, here's this Jordan girl. She's probably super cute and lovable, and they've probably loved her up her whole life. And there she is, really, quite honestly, having the best brush with fame you could hope for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a normal person, your godfather is Will Smith.
It's pretty good. If you're in trouble, you call your godfather.
The problem is, can you act?
Yeah.
Like, can you, here you are, you're in it. All he needs is to say, yeah, put my goddaughter in this and she's on her way until she can't act. And
there was a story last week about, because I don't know if she aspires to act, but certainly he would be a benefit if she was. She's got some money, and I'm not sure if it's just from the makeup line or her family must have money. She owns 2 homes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She owns a home in Menlo Park.
Yeah.
And
well,
she owns a palace down in the LA area. I don't know why she's living in
Kylie's. Maybe your birthday presents are like $10,000.
I don't
know. Here's a check for $10,000.
Or here's a house. I mean,
okay.
You know, it'd take a lot of birthdays to get 10K increments.
Yeah, who knows
to get
what people inherit
here.
Too? I mean, as she's grown up, maybe she's inherited things.
So, yeah, she doesn't seem to be super
that
hurting.
That makeup line, the modeling that
right.
she's done.
But if she's got these two houses, I'm confused as to why she's living in Kylie Jenner's guest house. Like mm-hmm. that, I did find that to be.
Because you're renting the other ones and making bank.
I guess so.
And not paying rent on what's her faces.
Right. I'll just stay here.
And plenty of people. I've met plenty of people who they can't be alone. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, I'm at my house alone again. They'd rather be in your guest house and around you all the time.
At your beck and call.
Hey, do you want me to make you some food or something? I'm going to go to the store. Do you just want to come with me? I'm just going to go to the store real quick. Anyway, she is... She's not being blamed anymore. However, the things that she said seem... She minimized whatever might have happened in a big way on Red Table Talk. The story, as she tells it, is that she's out at a club partying. Tristan Thompson just happened to be there. And she said, you know, as you do, the club closes down and everybody just goes to somebody's house.
So was that a club? I thought it was at Tristan's having a house party.
The house party was after the club.
I see.
So everybody
That's
went.
That's what people do, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So first you're at the club, and then everyone goes, oh my God, last call. What are we going to do? I'm so not done partying. And then someone goes, oh, I go to my house. Turns out it was Tristan. She said she wasn't invited by him. She just got into one of the cars that was going, and like, I guess I'm going to your party. She says that he was not paying particular attention to any girl that was there. And the rumors that she'd given him a lap dance aren't true. What happened was she was sitting on the arm of his chair and her legs were dangling. So she picked them up and threw them over his legs. It wasn't a lap dance. She just was sitting on the same chair
as him. What about that kiss, though? I heard there was a kiss.
There was a kiss, but it was just a kiss goodbye. At the end of the night, she was getting her stuff and she's walking out and he was like, oh, bye, Jordan. Mwah. Kiss on the mouth. No French kiss. None of that. There was no makeout session. Got it.
What?
Okay. Anybody else's BS meter going crazy? Really? A kiss? And then you moved your stuff out of the house the next day before anyone even said anything to you? Really? It was just a little kiss. There was no lap dance and no making out, you guys. Just so we're clear. She went to a house. It turned out to be Tristan's. And the host of the party gave her a goodbye kiss on the way out. Yes, Fanny, your hand is up.
So you don't believe her?
I'm going to say I do not believe her. Anybody else going around the room?
I believe her.
I don't.
Oh, really?
You
fully
believe her?
I don't believe her.
You don't? I'm on the fence. I need more.
I think she was framed.
I don't think so.
I
know. Oh my God.
Friend.
Liars. Anyway, good for all of you. I hope everything goes well.
And now Chloe's come insane.
Oh, now Chloe says, yeah, it wasn't because of her. It's because of, let me get her
Tristan,
exact quote.
Yeah, didn't she tweet?
She did. She tweeted
Instagram
a bunch of stuff.
This guy is supposed to be, he's got two little kids. It's just ridiculous that her problem is with this girl when her husband's been a known cheater the whole, like.
I know. Here's what Chloe, so
what
as
she,
this thing is going.
Does she think this guy's ever going to be not in the clubs? Ever not going to be out?
I guess
when she's
she
at
was
home
hoping.
With the baby?
She was hoping.
Okay.
Chloe tweeted. Let's see. This is looks like right after the Red Table Talk happened. If you're going to try and save yourself by going public, instead of calling me privately to apologize first, all in caps, at least be honest about your story. BTW, you are the reason my family broke up. Tristan is equally to blame, but Tristan is the father of my child. Another tweet read. Regardless of what he does to me, I won't do that to my daughter. He's been addressing this situation privately. If Tristan were going to lie about what conspired, then yes, I would address him publicly as well.
Oh, boy.
And then she wrote, about an hour later, she cooled down. And she said, I'm a roller coaster of emotions. I've said things I shouldn't have. Honestly, Tristan cheating on me and humiliating me wasn't such a shock as the first time. What's harder and more painful is being hurt by someone so close to me. Someone whom I love and treat like a little sister. But Jordan is not to be blamed for the breakup of my family. This was Tristan's fault. I have to move on with my life, count my blessings, my family, my health, my beautiful baby Drew.
Oh, this she said count my blessings?
Yep.
Funny. This is that usual situation where, I think anyway, where a lady is, would do better with stay-at-home guy, but doesn't want him. He's boring.
Oh, no.
He's boring and lame, and wants no part of stay-at-home guy. She wants this excitement.
But she wants it to be, right.
Won't stay home guy. Like, dude, we just had a kid. Stay home. Why are you going to the club?
Because that's what I do. I'm not stay at home guy.
Right.
Didn't you meet me before we had a baby together?
Right.
And
so
a bunch
choose
of people,
better, Chloe, because she's chosen poorly.
Many times.
She's
a bunch of times.
Bad picker.
She is a bad, bad picker. Hmm. Bunch of people died. We're not going to have time to get to any of these people.
Well.
Catherine Hellman from Soap and Who's the Boss.
I love her.
I don't know her.
Here's a picture of her. You'll recognize her.
Did we have her in studio? Because I met her.
I don't think so. Maybe you had her.
She did
on
Vagina Monologues.
Oh.
And remember we had, also doing that show, we had Daphne Zuniga on.
Yeah.
Who was also. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She was in love with Vinny.
That girl had her eye on me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, why don't you come?
She put her hand. She like kept touching him and stuff. I was
pretty
like,
sure
oh,
I have
boy.
A girlfriend.
I don't really remember right now. You're knocking my socks off over here, but anyway, Mona from Who's the Boss? Catherine Hellman. She died at the age of 89. She actually passed last weekend, Saturday the 23rd, but her death was just announced over this weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you grab? There was. Mm-hmm. She is in all three Cars movies, Vinny. She plays Lizzie. I wasn't sure which character Lizzie is. Oh, I thought you would know.
Is Lizzie the old woman?
Well, it's definitely an old woman.
She's the old woman whose husband has passed. He's the statue.
Oh.
In the first one.
Oh, so she's like a Model T?
She's off on the side sitting on the porch through most of the first movie.
Oh. So she just has a few cute lines. And
Yeah. But she's...
Yep.
This one. That's her.
Well, there you go. Catherine Hellman, rest in peace.
She wasn't the day you guys recorded your voice work.
No, she wasn't there. Keith Flint, he's the vocalist for Prodigy, or The Prodigy. He died at the age of 49. He killed himself.
I saw that he'd died, and it said no foul play, and I went, oh, a drug overdose.
That's
right?
Exactly what I thought, but they are saying, let's see, Liam Howlett, another member of the group, confirmed that his death was a suicide. The news is true. I can't believe I'm saying this, but our brother Keith took his own life over the weekend. I'm shell-shocked, effing angry, confused, and heartbroken. R.I.P., brother. So the cops are saying, we were called to concerns for the welfare of a man at an address in Brook Hill, North End, London, I assume. I don't know, Essex. I'm not sure how that all lays out. This was about 8 o'clock in the morning. And we attended, and sadly, a 49-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. His next of kin have been informed the death is not being treated as suspicious, and a file will be prepared for the coroner. So the Prodigy song, apparently we'll know here in America, they had a ton of hits. Every one of their records, except for their very first one, reached number one in the UK. Their most recent one, No Tourists, released in November of 2018. So they've been big all along. Firestarter is the song that we would know.
Yeah. The weird thing is they call them a band. I think originally he was like the dancer on stage.
He was, and later became kind of a co-front man.
But most of the work they do is like that computer thing. Yeah,
where they try to act like they're working all the dials back there, but what they're really doing is just playing a track.
Right.
Nathaniel Taylor, an actor on Sanford and Son, he died at the age of 80. He used to play Rollo Lawson, the friend of Lamont, who would always be dressed in like a colorful suit.
Mm-hmm.
And Janice Freeman, a singer on the 13th season of The Voice, has died at the age of 33. I guess in the past she's battled cancer and lupus, but they're saying she had pneumonia and a blood clot that traveled to her heart. She was just on 2 years ago, and here she is wowing everyone.
Too much.
Boom! Boom!
It's crazy.
So Miley and Jennifer Hudson turned their chairs for her.
And
who
did
you think
she go
she
with
chose?
Jennifer Hudson? That's
right?
Who I think.
She chose Miley.
Oh, don't know. But she sounds like she like Jennifer right. could really help her.
Totally.
Well, she's a Miley fan. All right, I'm late. Go ahead, Vinny. What's coming up?
Will the teachers resume teaching today? Dun, dun, dun.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 90s. Oh, hold on a second.
I got it.
God, I just don't know how. Thank you. Fix that for me.
What happened?
Jesus, I'm just terrible at this computer. Let's start over. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody, happy Monday. It's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Thanks for the smooth lead in.
You're welcome, friend.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. That's a way you can listen to this show. Anywhere you are, anytime, radio.com. Get the app. Use it.
Yeah. You can listen to the radio live. You can listen to our podcast.
Right.
It's all on there.
Radio.com.
Woo.
Durr.
George.
All right. Here's what's happening. So Oakland teachers, will they? Won't they? They will. They're
going
to be back in their classrooms today after union members voted to approve a contract deal with district officials. The Oakland Education Association voted in favor of the deal on Sunday after postponing the vote for a day. The teachers are saying, we got everything we wanted.
Oh, wow. Good. Wow, really?
I have a note here that says that there's an 11% salary increase, and I thought they were going for 12, but whatever.
It's a lot better than the 5, I think.
If you're happy to go back, we're happy to have you back. They say there's also a one-time 3% bonus.
Nice.
So, great news for the kids who and the parents who are like, oh, please, God.
Let school start back up.
Yeah. Good news, everyone. Mm-hmm. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Fasty facts, the fast.
Will Ferrell's dad was a musician with the Righteous Brothers.
Oh. Is he? And he's a drummer, right? Don't he?
Will Ferrell?
Don't he and Chad from the Chili Peppers?
Well, I think that's more about the fact that they look alike than it is
it
that
is,
he
but
can
I think,
drum.
I think he drums. I
oh,
think
Kenny?
You know, don't they do like little drum battles where they're like clones of each other?
He can hold a beat, but he's not.
He's
really.
No Chad.
He's no drummer.
Yeah. Yeah. What did his dad play? Do we know?
I don't have that. I just thought that was interesting that he sort of grew up in a celebrity household of sorts. So this story, it's possible there's something more going on with this girl. So I want to be careful how I report this. It's also possible the parents have done just a bad job, bad parenting, and that's why this kid, this 30-year-old, is acting like this.
All right, let's hear it.
Holly Ann Albert. She's 30. She's a millennial that doesn't have a job and lives with her parents. She's facing second-degree assault charges because when she asked her mom to take her to yoga class, her mom said no. And she hucked her cell phone at her mom's head and opened a big gash.
Oh.
Her mom used the phone that opened
her
noggin and called 911. Her shirt and hair were covered in blood when the police showed up. Holly fled the scene. I guess on foot, since it's clear she doesn't drive or have a car or have a job. Anyway, this happened like a month ago, but she's now been arrested.
Oh, they hadn't picked her up for a whole month? Where was she staying?
She's back at her parents' house, and that's the part that I say where I'm thinking.
Well, she has nowhere else to go, Finn.
If you throw your phone at your mom's head, you're thrown out.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Agreed.
That's me.
But that's... Clearly, that didn't happen. And plus, you know, without
this
a phone,
is the daughter?
What's she going to do?
Yes.
There she is, out in the backyard at the park across the street. She looks like a normal lady.
Normal.
Yep.
Like a normal. She's brunette. She's pretty eyes, right? Are those blue eyes?
Yeah,
green?
Pretty. I don't know. It's black and white. Some light color.
Right.
Yeah, she looks like a normal person who would be capable of holding a job, and yet she doesn't have one of those. You know, life is tough.
Holly flipped
out. And she threw her phone away. I mean, her lifeline to the world was cut off when her mom grabbed it and used it to call 911.
According to police, Holly flipped out when her mom refused to drive her to yoga, started screaming insults at her, then picked up the phone and chucked it at the back of her mom's head, which opened a large gash.
Mm.
Her parents have already written a letter to the court saying, "We hope you go easy on her and that she's still living with us. They don't fear for their safety, and she hasn't had any outbursts since."
Oh, so she came back right away. Sorry. Can I have my phone back?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Mom.
You're thrown out. You cannot live here. You cannot hurt your mom.
Yeah. If you were the dad, you're saying.
Yeah, if I'm that dad, I'm like, you can't.
Well, at least the mom, you know, called. She gets that there's some repercussions. Not many.
Is that okay in your house?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not okay. But at age 30, if my kid is still living with me, I just feel like, I'm not going to say that I'm an epic failure because my kid might very well still live with me at age 30. But you have to, you know, sort of assess what you've done to help them. And you
that's
know,
what I'm saying. I think the parents may
so
have
much.
Done this. They may be partly their fault. If every time she's had something like that happen and they've been all, "You're forgiven. You're forgiven. It's
right.
Okay, honey. Don't worry." Then they've asked for this. There have to be consequences for bad behaviors.
Yeah, there do have to be. It's, you know, it's such a, parenting is such a hard thing to do, right? It's hard to know what the right thing to do is at any one time. And the thing is, it's a series of decisions that you made along the line of this 30-year-old woman's life that have led her to a point where this all has become acceptable in that household. Like, it's just hard. Parenting is effing so difficult. Like, should I have been a bigger a-hole to my kid when they were younger?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's...
But I'm not an a-hole to my kids. Like, I actually feel like maybe I'm enabling whatever, you know.
Well, that's it. Here's a mom who gets up in the morning, and here's a daughter who's 30 and goes, A, I need money to go to yoga.
Mm.
B, I need you to drive me to yoga. What? You won't? And then has an absolute temper tantrum like a baby.
Mm. Well, she's still a baby. She lives at home. So she's not
surprising.
Well,
I don't think everybody's a baby that lives. Oh, my God. Okay,
well,
I know.
The only thing they have to do during their day is go to yoga, and their mommy won't drive them, and they're not like, you know, how about you can go to yoga after you look for a job?
Right. Put in 5 hours of resumes,
right.
And then you can go to yoga.
Or you can
on my dime. He doesn't live at home with his mom, but you know who wrote me over the weekend?
Ooh.
Jesse from Tiburon, who takes care of his mom.
Oh, he wrote
who we
you?
Had on the air.
Uh-huh.
He wrote me too.
Oh, he did?
This is so exciting. Yeah. He didn't write to me. He
me
only
neither.
He's in love with you guys.
Well, wait,
he likes men.
Have you looked at your Facebook?
Vincent. Yeah,
no.
It's on your Facebook.
Okay, it's probably on your Facebook.
Okay,
he wrote
what did
me
say?
On Facebook. He just said I enjoyed being on the show, and
uh-huh.
He was very nice, and I wrote him back and said, "You know what? I liked you. You were you know, I don't know. Maybe
now we're getting catfished by him.
Maybe
we're all into
well,
him.
That's it. Maybe you are getting over, but I.
No, it's great.
You seem genuine and likable to
in.
Me. I enjoyed you.
TMZ was reporting that he's telling them that he's going to go see Dina in L.A.
Oh, good.
And meet up there.
Oh,
so I'm like, hey.
Well, he must have hired
we
someone
to
watch
to get
his
that
mom.
Scoop.
Because that's been his story all along: is he can't leave his mom,
mm-hmm. Right?
So he must. Be hiring someone.
He must be getting a nurse.
But he said he's a man of his word, and he would. Come
he said, "Yeah,
well,
that he would.
I'm
I'll
sure
do
that,
you one better.
Yeah.
I'll bring when Dina comes here. I'll bring her in.
I'm sure he will."
Mm-hmm. Jesse.
He seemed very
I'm not
nice
holding my
to
breath
me,
on
though,
that. I agree. I really
was surprised,
liked him.
Yeah. And
that was a
and then there he was on my Facebook, and I was also like, "Whoa! All right. Well,
hello there, Jesse."
So I don't.
Oh, and if people want to hear that interview, we posted it, isolated it I think it was last Thursday we talked to this Jesse guy. What's his last name? I forgot.
Nadler.
Oh, Nadler.
I think. Right. There's a couple names there, actually.
Yeah, DiGiorgio, DiGregorio.
Mm-hmm. Nadler, something.
Right.
Anyway, I don't have the Uber app. Mm-hmm. I don't have the Lyft app.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, you don't?
But But I've been in an Uber and found it to be very useful and delightful. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion of the rides I've taken. Mm-hmm. I also, as someone who drives a lot, feel like Uber should only be allowed to let so many people be on the road at once. There's just too many Uber drivers out there, and they don't know where they can and can't stop.
Yeah.
The stopping,
they might even know. They just don't care.
Anywhere they want is not okay.
Yeah, they just don't care. But it is, man, can it snag stuff up?
Yeah.
If you're stuck behind them, you're just like, oh, my God.
Or cause an accident.
Right?
That's the kind of thing where you just caused an accident. The person stopped short to not hit you, and the guy behind him hit them, and now you pull away with your little hazard. Oh, let me get my hazards back off.
Got my ride.
Meep, meep. Who's next?
Hold on, let me check. Where's my next ride?
Yeah. Listen, don't dump on them too hard. Half our listeners right now are driving Lyfts.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I plan on taking a driver this week for the rain.
And I get it.
I've had good experiences for the
most part. A lot of people are first and secondary gigs with Uber.
Absolutely.
Or Lyft. I get it.
Right.
So this guy is an Uber driver, and I kind of like what he's done here. I just wanted to set it up by giving my opinion. I had great experiences.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
But you're clogging up the roads.
Yep.
Anyway, this guy, an Uber driver in Seattle, has gone viral after he started offering a ride menu with five options. He'll either tell funny stories, be totally silent, act like your therapist, be rude as possible, or be as creepy as possible by staring at you in the rearview mirror while he drives.
These are your selections you
can
make.
Yes, you can choose whatever you'd like.
I would love this. Silence. Boom. Thank you. Oh,
my
God.
The first one is called Stand Up, where he'll tell you jokes and funny stories about his poor life choices, including his time in jail.
Oh, no.
Doesn't that sort of dovetail into the creepy one?
He also offers Silent Ride, where he won't bother you at all. Therapy ride is where you get to vent and talk about all the stuff that's stressing you out. I think it's cute.
I think it's great. And is this a problem?
No, this has gone viral, and so far, so good. He's a 38-year-old Uber driver in Seattle named George Yuri. And these options seem to be going well. Oh, see.
Let's have a look at this
guy.
He
looks normal enough. Huh. The one is creepy ride, where he doesn't say anything but keeps staring at you. And rude ride is where
Nobody
he just tries to be
that.
Rude as possible. That is a thing. I've been to this place called Dick's Last Resort in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
They're crummy to you the whole time you're eating there. They're crummy and mean.
That's the whole point of
it. And that's their thing.
Must be great working there.
And they're good at it. So it can be funny and kind of, you know, I mean, they're not really, but they are. They're rude.
Yeah.
Like that was their thing.
I don't like that. It might be funny for the first few minutes, but then afterwards, I'm like, okay.
Well, but that's,
as long as they're actually getting me my ketchup, that they just heave their shoulder.
You don't go there unless you're in for
ready
that.
Ready for it, yeah.
I don't think anyway.
That guy's a blonde dude. What do you say? He's 38. He's got big, thick glasses on and, just white dude.
So
he does look like he could be creepy, though.
Yeah.
His time in jail. I'm going to check silent and be like, thank you so much for the menu. Please
silent.
Do not talk. Do not respond.
Easy enough.
Yeah. I love that.
Hey, 415 says, I agree with Vinny. I'm an Uber/Lyft investigator, and most drivers just want to stop wherever they want just to get a ride.
Yeah.
Investigator.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says... it skipped lines. Most drivers just want to stop wherever just to get a good rating.
Oh, I'll stop right here.
As close as possible.
Right. Yeah.
So look, I get all that's going on there. I do. It's just the stopping in a lane.
Right.
Is tough enough in the city when someone can. I guess a truck that needs to unload and you find yourself going, why didn't I... But man, just a random car, you just don't expect it, and you're going to cause an accident.
It seems like a lot of drivers mostly Lyft, have a little Lyft sign. I mean, sometimes you'll see the Uber thing too, but I don't, never know if they're on duty or not. Doesn't Lyft have kind of a lighted sign?
I've seen those.
Oh, which I don't know. I've never noticed that.
Oh.
I've seen them.
Yeah, I feel like if I see that, I get away from them. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, they're looking around. And they're always driving a little bit slower than the rest of traffic too, because you know they're trying to get to, like, where am I going now? So I actually appreciate that they have the light on.
Our phone number where you can text us is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Well said, Benny.
707 says, nowhere in Hooman's solution for his back does he mention exercise. Working the core helps the back, and not crunches or anything hard on the back like that. While an anti-inflammatory diet helps, there is so much more to eat than potato and salad. Here are two books I use with yummy recipes. But diet isn't going to do it. Do some actual physical work to heal yourself.
Don't you? You do work out, don't you?
I do, yeah. I started the core exercises. I just had
a workout.
Thank you for writing in. Appreciate it.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Oh, ow.
Look at that body.
That's him.
415 says,
along.
Google Jeffree Star and Jordan Woods. Jeffree is neighbors with Chloe and says Tristan and Jordan have been hooking up for months and that everybody in Calabasas knows it. He says normal people who are not celebrities have eyes and ears, that Jordan is lying.
Oh, well, don't tell us. Call TMZ. I feel like if that was true, TMZ would be all over it.
Oh, didn't you have a story last week? I don't think we got to it. That supposedly she was also hooking up with the other dude.
James Harden. Yeah. I mentioned it briefly.
Okay.
Supposedly it was after they broke up when she went back to help Lamar or whatever. Who knows? Little slut.
Well,
I want to shame her for it.
It is,
but
a thing.
It is ridiculous that she went on. She goes on to Jada Pinkett Smith's show, and just it was nothing, and there was no lap dance. It explains why her legs were all over him.
Well, what's her bucket? Is her
just a kiss goodbye.
Godmother-in-law, right?
Who is? Oh, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah,
godmother-in-law. Yeah, all right.
So she's there to do some, help her do some positive PR.
Do
you didn't expect her to ask hard questions, did you?
Well. She did say, did you sleep with him? Was there a tongue kiss?
I love that.
No, of course not.
The old tongue kiss.
The old tongue kiss. Right, Hooman?
Right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to talk about the Michael Jackson documentary. So if you have thoughts and feelings on this, feel free to text us or email us, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com, and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.